So we begin today in Siman Peches. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Hatkala Tameim Korim Batorah Korim Kriya Shema Umispalalim." Everyone who is Tamei is still permitted to learn Torah, to recite Kriya Shema, and permitted to daven Shmona Esrei. Chutz Mibal Keri, with the exception of a man who experienced a seminal emission. Shotziu Ezra Mikala Tameim VaAsru Bein BeDivrei Torah Bein BeKriya Shema UTvila Ad SheYitbol. Who Ezra made a takana that he is not permitted to go ahead and learn, not permitted to recite Shema, Tefillah, until he goes to the mikvah. What was the reason for this particular gzera? In order to prevent Tamidi Chachamim literally from having relations with their wife, with the wives, with the frequency of literally roosters. Apparently roosters mate often. So the idea over here is to go ahead and ensure that Tamidi Chachamim maintain a certain level of proper moderation when it comes to marital intimacy. How writes the Mishnah Berurah, afterwards this takana was batla, was negated, was nullified. Ve'emidu davar al hadin, and they established the matter in accordance with the strict letter of the law, namely, sha'af balkeri mutter b'divrei Torah u'b'kriya shema b'tvila b'lo tevila, u'b'lo rechita d'tishakabim d'chein pasha taminag. And then afterwards the takana was subsequently revoked, and therefore a man who experienced a seminal emission was permitted to learn, was permitted to daven, was permitted to recite Shema, even without going into the mikvah, and even without having to rinse, having to wash in 9 kavin of water, and this indeed was the minhag. Let's begin this halacha in the Mishnah Berurah. Kidei, take a look at halacha in Sifkot and Aleph. Vegam ki akeri ba mikalus rosh, v'divrei Torah tzarech lios be'ima v'yira bereses v'zeh kimo be'ez nesinasa. So the logic of Ezra was also the idea that a seminal emission occurs because of an event of we'll call it lightheartedness or lightheadedness. The idea is that physical intimacy, person is lacking a certain level of seriousness, of concentration, and therefore Torah, one must have this level of concentration and seriousness, and therefore one who has a seminal emission cannot go ahead and continue without going ahead and first going to the mikvah. Beis, Sifko and Beis, v'achakach bitlo, subsequently they negated this takana. U'miko mokom mishiyirtze linhog v'litvol tova alav bracha. But if one wants to keep this minog, as is done by the Hasidim, who tovel every day, so he should be blessed. V'dafkim ayidei zeh lo ya'avor zman kriyashmo tfila. V'efter dim ayidei zeh yispatel mitfila, but see what gamkin ein nochol lahachmir bazeh. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you want to be machmir, that's fine. If a person wants to be stringent, that's okay. But a person must make sure that the stringency does not come at the expense of davening in the right time or davening with a minyan. Sif Kotin Gimel, Osa Takana. So remember again, subsequently, this Takana was batal. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Shahaisek Zereshin Rova Tzibrechon Lamulba, Ubatluha Mishum Bittel Torah, Umishum Bittel Piriya Baribya. So this is actually quite interesting. So the Mishnah Berurah comments over here and he says, they negated this Takana. They negated this takana because, again, it was what we call a gzera shenatzibur yachol lamod bo, which means a gzera decree that the majority of the congregation cannot abide by. Since this ultimately led people to bittul Torah, meaning they just wouldn't learn. They wouldn't go to the mikvah, they also wouldn't learn, or they wouldn't daven. Or conversely, people abstained from marital intimacy, which of course again was not the point either. The goal was moderation, but apparently again, the goal of the takana was not accomplished, and people either just didn't go to the mikvah and therefore didn't daven, didn't learn, or people just abstained from intimacy. Therefore, it was subsequently repealed. So look at Sif Katan Dalet. Let's begin this Sif in the Mishnah Berurah, then we'll continue with it tomorrow. Haminogu mikol makom, yesh anshe maisa shenoagin b'atakana zu v'tovlin es atzmon l'kiryon. So however, even to this day, there are people, anshe maisa, men of great deeds, who still observe this particular halach and go to the mikvah every time they have a seminal emission. He says, "Dimka shalim atvila, roch tzinas atzam betes kavin." But if the tvila, if this immersion is difficult, they at least immerse themselves in 9 kav. I should say immerse themselves. They wash themselves in 9 kav of water. 9 kav of water. So he goes on. He says, V'kasvu ha'achronim sharbaim sanaim shuvim k'shem l'tvilazu v'chein ha'tes gabnu gam kimaim shuvim afilu mishlosh ha'kelim. The idea over here, by the way, is that for this type of immersion, one doesn't have to use a kasha mikvah. Rather, again, even if it's drawn water, or even if water is poured over the individual, it is also okay. V'ofen shelo yafsik mishvichas kli echad ad sheyaskil ha'sheni. So again, the idea over here is that one has the ability to purify themselves in one of two ways, either through the mikvah, or one has the ability to avail themselves of the 9 kav option. But the Mishnah Berurah says, really, it's a one, or you can't immerse in 9 kav, and 9 kav only works through shvicha, through pouring, and of course, tvila in the mikvah only works through immersion in a pool. Whether or not one could purify half of their body with the mikvah, half of their body with tes kavin, is a discussion that the Mishnah Berurah gets into. Kasa b'sefer mat Efraim, tebe'i shvicha sa tes kavin, ala adam yishlamo lo zokuf, ushtey adayim munochim neged libo, v'lo yitchok osam b'chibo kabi rak berevach k'tas, k'dei shevo amayim gam sham. So the idea that 15 kav is approximately, again, 15 quarts of water. 15 quarts of water. Now it's interesting, in the entire game actually brings down that it's really about 15 liters. Ayin b'sefer mata, Ephraim and Eskosh, kasad b'kvart, shalonu, tzarek kav dalet kvart, l'shvichas, tes kabin. B'shas atchak, shena kelim machzikin kolkach, yesh lahakal b'yurches kvart, v'im k'chein yesh lizar b'chol osam shenogim litar, b'erev shabz yam yonko, v'yam ekipurim, ayidei tes kabin. So this is actually interesting. So we'll see tomorrow in Mirat Hashem a little bit more in depth about how much tes kabin is, and whether or not a shower could ultimately suffice to take care of the Balkari issue. What's interesting over here is that the Mishnah Berurah also quotes that there were those who for Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Kippur didn't use a mikvah, but instead also used the tes kabin. We'll discuss those circumstances in greater depth tomorrow as well. Kasa magin Avram, da'af hanoik tefil l'kari dafka bari achola, sheshimish mitaso. Av achola she'ra'a kari la'onso pater miklum, ve'in l'rak lirchotz oso makom shle muluchloch mishichvas zera. Ve'chein bari she'ra'a mayim chalukim pater miklum, de'lo gazra ezra al zeh le'inyin divrei Torah, u'tfilak l'in shumat tamim mishum mayim chalukim. This is another interesting idea, that the only time that one is obligated to, for some type of immersion, through for a seminal emission, is only in a situation where the seminal emission came as a result ultimately of intimacy. But if one had a seminal emission, let's say again because of sickness or some other situation, the Takanas Ezra does not apply. So what comes out is, originally there was a Takana of Ezra for the Balkari, to go, for the man who had a seminal emission to go to the mikvah, or to wash himself off with 9 kavan of water. Subsequently, that Takana was what became bottle, was nullified, because it had a counter effect. Either people weren't going to the mikvah, therefore not learning or davening, or people abstained from intimacy too often. And therefore, again, says the Mechaber, today, again, we're no longer obligated to go and observe this particular halacha. The Mishnah Berurah ever says that Anshei Maisa, those men of great deeds, still observe this particular halacha. And Emir Tashem will continue with the resolution of this in the Ramah, Emir Tashem, tomorrow. We'll say have a wonderful evening, and Emir Tashem will pick up the remainder of Peiches tomorrow.